Hey guys, and welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Kingpin, aka Mr. Carry On. I'm here with Mr. Peter.
Hey guys.
And Mr. Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
I want our listeners to try to get to know us better. There. So I kind of came up with questions that we can answer. But first, I want to talk to Chris for a second. So you watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Chris.
Yeah.
All the seasons.
Yep.
What'd you think of them?
It was pretty good. I don't want to spoil it too much, but I feel like it was very like different from anything I ever watched. Cause like
you can spoil it's like, it. It's been a couple years.
It gave me like The Office kind of vibes, but then it was way better for me. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just a preference for me. I feel like it's because like it's a different, you know. How can I explain it? Like, since it's cops instead of like being in the office, is you know,
it's yeah, it's different. Like a different element,
exactly. I liked it, it's an overall good show.
Your favorite character,
man, is either between Diaz or Rosa, or man, I like Captain Hope, he's funny too, but I think my favorite one is the boyfriend, the crazy one. That he like he
Pimento.
Was undercover. Yeah, Pimento. Yeah, he yeah, I feel like he's my favorite one. I liked him out of all of them.
He was really I like the Holt because he's like, I'm surprised you didn't know I was gay. I wasn't trying to hide it.
Oh yeah. Man
skin. Man. Man skin.
Nah, yeah, he had a good character. I liked it.
My favorite part of him is when he has to do a speech for the funeral.
Oh yeah,
and he's like, "Look, I got something. Hey, that's all I got."
Yeah,
I gotta check it out. I gotta check that out. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll start watching.
The best part to a Holtz is when him and his rival, like when they like see each other. It's like it's so funny. The cop, I forgot her name, but like his rival, the lady, like every time they're together, it's like war. They just be like cutting each other. It's funny. Like they like flame each other.
The white girl, right?
Yeah, the officer.
I forgot her name. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
That he be calling her the devil.
Yo, I gotta watch it. I gotta watch it back.
He saw her. He was like, I knew the room temperature went down a little bit. I was like, damn.
Oh, yeah. Man. And my favorite episode for Terry is when he was made fun of, like back in the day, because he thought.
Oh, the cat.
About cats. Yeah.
The cat did it. They just sent him cats.
It's and then, like, yeah, they sent him like kittens, and he's like, oh, I hate you. You disgrace. When? And then the cat's just like, meow.
Damn, they really messed up for that though. It's kind of
nah, it's really great. I have to watch it back.
You gotta watch it. It's a really funny show. It's a comedy show. If you like looking for a comedy show, that I recommend it. It's pretty good.
Cool.
I'd say top five of the. I'm gonna say, of, I don't want to say decade. Should I say decade?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna say it. Decade.
Well, it depends on what have you seen.
I've seen everything.
Yeah. Right.
Have you guys seen Arrested Development?
Nope.
No.
Then you won't get this reference. There's always money in the banana stand.
Nah.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah. I'll watch it though. If it's on Netflix, I'll watch it. Oh, I just saw that one, Legends that one of is Korra. Like
the Office vibe.
The Legends of Korra. Was it good?
I went on Netflix today and I just saw that they added it. The whole Legends of Korra. Mm-hmm. I have to watch it. I'm gonna bench press it. I'm gonna bench watch it as soon as I finish Naruto Shippuden.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty good. You know, the
it's the same world, right?
Yeah, it's on the continuation is when they all grow up. Mm-hmm. It's pretty. I feel like if I had to rate it, it's not as good as Avatar The Last Airbender, but it's up there. It'll still get you in the feelings.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like if Avatar The Last Airbender was a 10 out of 10, this would be like a 8.5 out of 10.
Cool. Or a 9. That's so not bad.
Yeah, it's not that far away from each other.
Oh, cool.
I don't think you're going to like the news I'm going to give you, Chris.
Oh, about the movie? So,
the TV show that they were trying to make on Netflix.
Oh, what about it?
So, the original creators, remember, like, they were set to, like, be in charge of it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're not going to be in charge of it no more.
Wait, what? Why?
Because they said, like, how they didn't like how the story was going, like how the executives wanted the story to go. So they stepped down.
Wow.
Yeah, most likely they wanted to add politics into it. And
it's probably going to suck now.
Yeah. They can't. It's built in a different century. Like,
yeah, but you know how they are.
It's built on yin and yang. There's no politics. There's no rules in it. It's just good and evil. There's nothing you need to add to that,
dude. They added politics to Star Wars. This is a different galaxy. This is aliens and everything. This is a galaxy. You know, it's completely beyond. It's a completely different galaxy, and still they added politics and gender issues and all that stuff. So they have no limits.
Literally, a galaxy far, far away.
Exactly. And they still mess with it.
Man.
I was watching small clips of the Last Airbender movie.
Oof.
And,
worst.
So, why? Like, there's, like, a line where these guards were, like, chasing the kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like, why are you chasing this kid? Because he's throwing rocks at me.
Bro. Yo. Yo,
like the dialogue was awful. God, jeez.
I was watching. I recently watched this clip on it too, and it was like the one of the most funniest ones is when Aang first like tells them that he's the Avatar. Like they come to get the Avatar, and he's like, "I'm the Avatar." Like and you know. He says I'm the Avatar and they were gonna attack him for it. And what's her name? I forgot her name, wow. Bro, cut. Oh my god, what's the girl's name? I forgot her name. Yo. I was watching too much Naruto. I literally forgot her name.
I'm trying to forget that movie.
It was cuts.
Something like that.
Katara? Nah.
It starts with a K.
Yeah. But like her, like she literally walked like literally
on top of Katara.
10 feet. Katara. Yeah. I was like, I knew it was something like Katana, Katara. But like, yes, Katara. She was like literally like 10 feet away from the guy, like I think like 20 feet. And she walked the full 20 feet just to push the guy out of the way. And it was so funny because it was like everything stopped. And it was just, everything just stopped. And it's just her walking 20 feet. Literally took like 30 seconds. He was like, get him. And it was like, everybody stop. No. I was like, yo, my God.
It's horrible. It's, you know, we should just watch it just to.
We got to do like a live watch, like we put in the podcast.
Yo, oh my God, that would be the best.
Yo,
reacting yeah. to the worst movie ever.
Oh. That'd be cool. Something to think about.
True, true, true.
But so I'm going to ask a question and we're going to each answer them. Okay?
Okay.
So there's okay, I'll start with Chris.
All
right. Well, I'll start with me because I want you guys to know more about me too.
Okay.
So, weird TV show or movie concept you used to watch and you enjoyed it. Like, for example, like there used to be this TV show called the Californian Raisins. Have you guys heard of that?
Yes. Yes.
I heard and they're just like, they're just singing raisins.
Yes, I remember that. Okay. Yeah.
They're singing raisins. Like, I don't know what got into my head. Just like, it's so cool. I got to watch this.
What about Yo Gabba Gabba? Because I used to watch that. And it used to, like.
Yo Gabba Gabba?
Yeah, it was like, yeah. it was like a
robot. Like,
yeah.
Robots in
the. It was a like monster robot. Funky guy, like he had an afro, and he dances.
Oh yeah,
it was weird. It was the weirdest show, but I used to bench watch that. It was the best show, especially when they started dancing. It was like, oh,
nah. Teletubbies is pretty weird too.
Oh, definitely horror. Yeah,
that's more horrific.
That was my favorite show. I'm not gonna lie.
That gives you nightmares.
I'm surprised nobody has made. A scary movie based on Teletubbies. I feel like they'll make a lot of money on that.
No, for yeah, that would do that. That would make yeah, you're right. I would see it.
It'll make money. It's like a Gremlins type thing, but instead of Gremlins, you got the Teletubbies.
Yeah, those things are scary.
Like, just imagine their eyes just blacked out and just climbing on the ceiling. Like, oh my god, getting nightmares.
And Barney comes and saves the day.
I love you.
He's the superhero at the end.
Yo, that's a whole fantasy right there.
Yeah.
Nah, I feel like that's the weirdest show I ever watched. Yo Gabba Gabba.
Any movie?
A weirdest movie I ever watched?
Yeah.
Oof. I don't even know. It's not like I'm not the type to watch a weird movie. It's like in what sense of a weird movie? Like a weird, like bad or like
bad?
Like it just
weird. Like what? Like you're thinking right now? Like
why are you?
Why did they make this a thing?
Why did I even watch it? Besides the Last Airbender, the movie. Besides that one.
That's basically like half of Adam Sandler's own. All of Adam Sandler's movies. It's like, why?
Exactly. That's true.
Really?
Adam Sandler movie when he's like, what is
it? Nah, he's made three good ones.
No, this
yeah, out of 50.
this is one where he has like an afro type, and then he's super powerful. Like, or like he's like the best.
Zohan. Guy. Don't mess with Zohan.
Don't mess. That was actually not bad.
Nah, but it was the weirdest.
It was weird.
He caught a fish with his butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had good actors in there. He had a lot of good actors.
He outswam a jet ski. I was like, what?
Oh, The Longest Yard.
And that one,
I like that one.
It was
it had all movie. The wrestlers.
It wasn't really,
that's one.
It was
Goldberg.
It was weird though.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Kevin Nash, the Great Khali.
Oh, the Great Khali. He loves ping pong.
I like the Spanish dude. He's like, when the black guys come.
Oh,
they're like, there goes the neighborhood. And then the Spanish guy is like, now we'll never get to play.
That's messed up.
Damn, GG.
You guys are crazy,
man. But what about you, Peter? Something, a weird TV show or movie that you used to watch?
Yo, the movie that I watched that I really don't know why I watched it, but it's an older movie. It's the Garbage Pail Kids. The actual movie? Yo, if you see that movie, you cannot unwatch it. It stays with you. You know, it's so weird. The
Oh my.
puppets, the whole thing is
They look
so
scary.
weird, scary. But it's not supposed to, that's the thing. It's not supposed to be scary. It's supposed to be like a comedy, you know, disgusting comedy, the comedy type of thing. But it's actually scary. That thing is nasty. It's like, you know, it's weird. It's like, why?
Is
I
that how
think.
they got Cabbage Patch
No, they
Kids?
got the Cabbage Patch Kid first, and then they made the Garbage Pail Kids, like a,
Oh,
you know, to,
I know what you're talking about.
yeah, the ones that are vomiting, the one that,
Yeah.
you know, like, you know, like one puppet was like digging in his nose or something, and
Yes,
That's
taking out
so
his
weird.
brain. I used to have
exactly
the
that,
stickers.
exactly, that's the thing.
My sister used to have the stickers.
Exactly, yeah.
The stickers, yeah.
It's a collectible cards, you know. It's they started with cards,
Yeah, that was weird.
you know, like
They're
super
pretty
weird.
valuable, I think.
Now they are, you know,
Yeah.
but back then, I mean, they were nasty.
It was like one got stuck between the doors of a train cart. It was weird.
Yes, I remember that one.
The girl that was like miss like she was like scuffed up, like eating trash. I remember the one that was picking his brains out. The one with the rats. Ew, the one with the rats was
Oh
nasty.
God.
Yo, it's crazy. But
It
and then
was
they made a
nasty.
movie out of that. As weird as those cards were, that's as weird as that movie was. And I thought, honestly, it was gonna be like a kid's movie. Actually, when my parents, you know, actually let me watch that movie, it was a happy movie. Yo, but
Yeah.
that thing was horrible, horrible.
Oh God.
But so that's my trauma movie, basically. I don't know why they
Oh
made
man.
it.
Yeah, that's
Well,
bad.
for you, Chris, did you have any actor that you favored, like your favorite actor, like as a kid versus like now your favorite actor?
As a kid, I mean, when I first started watching like action movies, because like at first, I used to watch the cartoon version of movies like Lion King and stuff. Then I started to watch like live action movies, and I think my favorite actor as a kid was Jackie Chan. Yeah, he was. I used to watch all his movies, man. I used to love watching him. Jackie Chan was one of my favorite actors,
Yeah,
and
he's
you know,
awesome.
Will Smith too. He was good, but I feel like Jackie Chan was the one that, yo, I got excited for everything, any movie thing he would do. I'll be on it. He was my favorite.
And
Cool.
now, what do you think?
Like my favorite actor right now,
John Wick.
Yeah.
Yeah, Volley John Wick.
Kaboom from Toy Story.
Oh,
That
the
was
take
Keanu Reeves.
what's his name? The guy that plays Taken. I forgot his name. I keep forgetting his name.
Oh, Liam
Yeah, Liam Neeson. I like Liam
Yeah,
Neeson.
me too. He's cool.
I like Liam Neeson. It's because I'm an action guy. So of
Have
course my
you guys
favorite.
watched the Ted 2?
Tattoo.
Yeah.
I watched like a little bit of it.
I
When
watched.
Liam Neeson's character, he's like, "Am I here to understand that these tricks are exclusively for children?" And he,
He's buying in the
Teddy Bear's
supermarket.
like, "Yeah, but I think that's just a commercial." And he's like, "So I won't be followed if I buy these tricks." And he's like, "No, that's not in our budget, sir." And then he gives him a 20, and he's like, "I'll never forget what you did for me, son. I'll never forget what you did for me today."
Yo, we should watch that and react to that too. I feel
To
like that's a
Ted,
good movie.
yeah. I
We
gotta
should
make a
write it down.
list.
Yeah. Make a list.
Yo. But
Dude.
I'll go next, and then Peter can go. So
Okay.
I think you guys know, as a kid, my what do you guys think?
Animals
My
have
favorite actor.
a favorite
No,
actor.
he's a male.
Some male.
As a kid?
Yeah.
The Rock.
No, that's my hated actors.
Oh man, this is hard.
It has to be something from one of those.
Twilight.
Yeah, the guy from Twilight, the vampire.
Come on, guys. I wanted to be a comedian when I was little.
Oh, Jim
Oh, Ace
Carrey.
Ventura? Jim Carrey, yeah.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. I watched everything. Everything he did.
Oh yeah, Jim Carrey's good.
All you gotta
The
do is just
Mask, Ace
overact.
Ventura.
All you gotta do is
Yo.
overact. Start exaggerating everything. That's it. You got
That's
it.
what that's his the, yo.
He was so
He's my role
good.
model. Yeah.
Yeah, he did it good though.
Yeah. Man. One of the greats. Yo,
The
if I meet him, yo, I will cry. I will cry. I'll cry so much I'll probably forget to like take a picture with him.
Grinch. Yo.
He'd be like, after there. Hey, you say something funny.
I'll be like, do the grin from the Grinch.
But that's weird
That's
because
all I need.
you might quiet. You're so quiet that, if you wanted to be a comedian, usually like kids that wants
The
to be
opposite.
comedians are like getting in trouble because they're always doing jokes and
I know,
tricks.
right?
Yeah, like
It's so weird. Like when I was a kid, I just wanted to be, I was like either a comedian or a cartoonist, like someone who draws like cartoons. Like that's what I
interesting.
wanted to be.
Hey,
And I really like looked up to Jim Carrey.
that's cool.
Yeah. I hope I meet him once. So Jim Carrey, if you're listening, hit me up, bro.
Man, he's
But
so old now.
yeah. Yeah, he is. But
Man.
what about you, Peter?
Okay, as an actor that I enjoyed when I was a kid, it has to be Sylvester Stallone.
Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver, the female ones. Sigourney, everything she did, I loved. I mean, you could say she's the female one is Sigourney Weaver. The male one would be Sylvester Stallone, because that's when Rambo came out. This is when Rocky came out. This is when all those movies were coming out from him.
Man, yeah,
Those were awesome movies. Like anything
blood
that he made
drawn.
was good, except Stop Your Mama or my mom will shoot or something like that.
Yeah,
And
what?
there's a funny story behind that movie. Because remember that Arnold Schwarzenegger,
Oh, I heard the interview,
yeah,
yeah.
that they were arguing, they were in competition with Sylvester Stallone. He was competing with him about making movies. So the thing is that they offered Sylvester Stallone, I mean Arnold Schwarzenegger, they offered him that movie. And he was like, no, this is dumb. This is like this movie's horrible. And he was like, no, I'm not gonna do that. So what they did with Sylvester Stallone, that they told him, yo, if you don't do it, Schwarzenegger is gonna do it. He said that he's interested. And he's like, no, so I'll do it. I'll do it. And he did it just so Schwarzenegger did not couldn't do it. Yo, and they had, right now they're having a laugh about it,
Yeah.
but they had a war back then.
I think it's called Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Exactly, that's the one.
Yeah,
Exactly.
yo.
That movie was ooh.
Schwarzenegger said that he was the one. He's like, well, I have this movie, but I don't know if I'm probably gonna take it. And then that's when Sylvester Stallone is like, I'll take it, I'll take it, I'll take
Exactly.
it.
Just but Schwarzenegger already knew that the movie was
Yeah,
garbage.
that was gonna suck, yeah.
Because he read the script. And it was bad.
It was bad.
It was really. I saw the movie and actually saw it because Sylvester Stallone was in the movie. So I said, it gotta be good. But once I saw it, I was like, yo, what a mistake. But he was so famous that it didn't matter. That was just like a little bump in the road,
Yeah, it's
That
like The
movie.
Rock.
Yeah.
Got it.
Right. Right.
He hit some bumps, and now
Yeah.
he's like,
He
he's
still
in
hit
the I don't care category.
He's still hitting bumps. He's an okay
no.
actor.
No, he's doing good.
Nah, they're worrying him out with Fast and Furious. They're drawing him out.
Yeah.
He needs to get out of it.
He's like the new Schwarzenegger or
not really
Sylvester Stallone.
Nah, because he's not serious.
Exactly. You look at the Rock and you just laugh or you smile or something. You don't think of seriousness. You don't think of him like a soldier, like a warrior. Because you saw Schwarzenegger in Commando, you saw Rocky in Rambo, you know, serious.
Well, you saw The Rock in Hercules.
Oh yeah. Oh wow.
That movie wasn't serious.
Not exactly.
The Space to Witch Mountain.
Same thing.
Nah, he was making some
game plan.
Same thing.
No, actually, he's making a movie that it's a documentary, and he's gonna star in it.
That's the only way he can do something serious: make a documentary. You know, that's the only way.
I mean, we'll see if he has the acting chops.
He's a great wrestler. I love him as a wrestler.
Yeah,
but you know, and he's a good actor. I mean, I love the movies that he has made. You know, like the one, you know, with the game that, you know, that they go into the game.
Rampage.
Jumanji. Yeah. That was fun. That was, you know, they were cool.
Yeah, he was perfect for that.
You know, but for him to be good, like really good, he needs to have, you know, the co-actors, you know, the other guys to give him the material, you know, to give the contrast, you know?
Yeah, to set him up.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Like Arnold.
True. Yeah. No, but Arnold is that, you know, you started respecting him more because of all the other movies. So you start taking him a little more serious.
But like, how does he not lose his accent? And he's been in the United States for so long.
I think he just chooses
it. I think, yeah, me too. I think
he trains himself to keep it.
That's his trademark. You know, that's who he is. Because even when he was a doctor, he was still doing you with the accent. You know,
because it that's really hard. Because after a few years, you even if you try, like you start to lose your accent, like, and you start to gain.
Yeah.
Like, I know people would.
He probably has like a teacher or something.
It has to be, or he probably just goes back and he spends most of his time back at his like where he lived, but like. Who has that accent other than him?
It's so weird.
Yeah, but he's good. He's good. I would love to meet him. Meet him, you know, like to get his autograph or something.
Yeah. I can never guess what's his accent. It just confuses me.
From Austria.
It's like a Jamaican Russian.
Jamaican Russian.
But like when you think about it, it does sound like
Jamaican Russian.
Jamaican Russian, yeah, that's kind of if you think about it, that's actually true.
Isn't that like Austria?
Yeah, that's Austria. Yeah.
Literally.
Yo, that's crazy.
All right. So, Chris, what's your first movie you remember watching as a kid? Like your first movie ever that you can remember?
Oof. Wow, that's deep. I can't, like, I feel like the first movie I didn't even remember. Like, I don't even remember that.
The one that you remember.
Or, well, yeah, the one you remember, the from a long time ago.
I'm trying to go as back as I can. I think it's Home Alone.
Cool.
Like the first Home Alone. Oh no, I think that's the first movie because it was a kids movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Home Alone, it was on Christmas. They had it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, I think. That's the only one I can remember. Like I'm talking about like way back when I was like a little boy. I think it had to be Home Alone. That's the only one I could remember because it was like in a point of the year where like I remember. Everything else is like,
man. And do you remember any other movies you used to watch as a kid?
They're mostly cartoon movies, like, you know, like Disney movies. But I used to watch like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Cool.
I remember that.
That's great.
I'm trying to remember old movies because when I remember, like, I remember Rush Hour. I'm trying to go back. Nah, I can't. It's all like a blur. But I know, like, the earliest movies I ever watched was it has to be Home Alone.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
And what about you, Peter?
Okay, well, the first movie that I saw, well, that I remember seeing, is because I was traumatized by it, which was the Evil Dead, the scary movie.
Oh, man.
The original Evil Dead, which is twice or three times as scary as the new one. You know, I was forced to watch. I think the adults were having like a joke type of thing because, you know, we didn't have, you know, that much movies back then. So they rented that movie and we're watching it in the house. So it was like, that's the only movie. So I was basically forced to watch it. I was traumatized for like 4 or 5 days. I couldn't sleep. Every time I used to go to sleep, I would be like, what, remembering those faces, you know, those demons and stuff. Yo, that thing was horrible. But that's the first one. That's the first that I can remember. Then
and
after
any
that,
other?
Jaws. Jaws was the second movie that I can remember. But that one didn't scare me like crazy. Mm-hmm. But it was good. It was a good movie.
Jaws?
Yeah. Jaws. Remember the shark? Dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
Dun,
yeah. Dun.
But no, there's a bigger shark. Now we have to work together and fight the bigger Jaws.
Bigger Jaws.
Release the bigger Jaws.
We have a common enemy.
The shark was going, arr.
Ooh, that just reminds me of Spy Kids. I used to watch Spy Kids.
Those movies are good, though.
Spy Kids. I used to watch that. That's another movie I used to watch as a kid.
The new one was whack, like the newest one.
They start to, as the movie goes on, they start to get whack. But the first one, I mean, no.
No, I like them all, just not the newest one.
The third one's like fire.
Which one was the one that Antonio Banderas was there? And
all of them.
All of them, but
yeah, he
was at the grandparents' game.
The second one.
That, you know, right? That they went to the island, that they have miniature. Crazy little.
I think that's
monsters.
The second one.
Yeah,
that's the second one.
That's the one that I like the most.
Yeah. All right, so the first one's the one with the thumbs, I think. Yeah, that's the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then the second one is the. I think the second one is the one with the grandparents.
Yeah, that, you know, that they came at the end to rescue them.
Is it? No.
Yeah, it is.
Is it? Yeah.
And then. Then it's Spy Kids 3D. Game over.
Yeah. That's the one with the giant robot guy.
How about Lava it's Girl with... and Shark Boy?
Oh, damn. Now you're bringing back memories.
Yo, like, I think I don't like it now, though.
Why?
I don't know. It just looks so weird to me.
Dream. Man, yeah, that brings, yeah, it's because it's, you know, as a kid it looked so good, but now you look at it, it's like, wow, this is
not
so
but bad. Shark Boy and Lava Girl, like, even more, like, like, why?
Yeah, it, you know, it was good while it lasted.
Mr. Electro.
What was his who played him?
George Lopez.
Yes. Yo,
he was the worst.
It did good, though. I mean, he was crazy. But
nah, I feel like it was too funny. He was too misplaced.
It just looks silly.
Yeah.
It's giant faced.
But that's what they were going for. Silly.
Shark boy with the teeth.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh no, watch out. He's hungry.
Dream.
Oh man.
He dreamed the banana boat. Dream of so long.
Stop. Oh, when he was like,
he's writing in my dream journal.
Oh no.
Yo.
The princess saw that.
Oh, the ice princess?
Yeah.
She was weird.
Yeah.
It was fun. But,
my movie that I remember, I think I'm like stuck between, it was either Lion King or Toy Story.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
So you
I'm stuck between the two.
So basically, but those are like those are cartoon movies.
But basically, yeah. You just started watching movies then. Because
what do you mean? Those were 1995, 1997.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's true.
Around when I was born.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Sorry, Peter.
I'm sorry. Yeah, because to me that was like yesterday.
Nah, but those are cartoon movies. What's like
okay, that I remember.
Flash.
E.T.
Oh, E.T. was good. E.T. was good.
I think that one, and then Jurassic Park.
Oh, the first one?
Yeah, the first
one. Yeah.
Original ones. Oh, yeah, I remember watching those. You know, yeah, and then I never watched Jurassic Park, and two, I watched King Kong, the one with Jack Black.
Oh yeah, the first one.
Yeah, I watched Jurassic Park, the originals, way after. I was really late to them, but I still watched them. But I was late. I was late to them. I never really like watched it, the dinosaurs one, and people would talk about it, and I still haven't watched it. But now I watched.
And then iRobot, that came out like 2003, I'd say.
Yeah, I was late to that one too.
That was a good movie, though. I remember.
2004.
Which one was your best one? Which ending was your best? What's the best ending for you?
From the movies I picked?
Oh, no. I'm thinking about I Am Legend.
I Am Legend. Yeah, no.
That one. I haven't watched that yet.
Oh, I would have rather them had the one that, you know, he lives, you know, like that Will Smith lived at the end.
Oh, that he gives the daughter back?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and basically saying, like, you know, there's going to be the cure is going to be spread, you know?
And, like, he makes peace with the zombie guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I still would have blew them up. I feel like I would have blew them up because, like, you know, when you think about it, he's the only one that really knows about it. Like he, you know, he cut himself off from everything else. He's the only one on that whole island. So yeah. I feel like it's gonna be harder for him. But I mean, they won't go at him no more because, you know, they make peace. But
yeah, but the girl still took the blood sample. You know, so she made it to the safety place. You know.
Yeah, she dipped. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but still,
I haven't watched it.
You haven't watched I'm Legend?
No, I like, for some reason, I didn't like Will Smith, so I'm like, I'm not watching Hancock, I'm not watching I Am Legend, boy.
What?
He has really good movies.
Yeah, those look
really
good. I think the only thing I watched of his is iRobot.
Why do you think he was the highest paying actor for a while?
Because he made good
movies. Oh, and Men in Black.
That's how good the movies were.
Yeah, I know you watched Men in Black. You had to watch Men in Black, man.
Yeah, I watched.
Chance, you should have been able to watch Men in Black.
I feel like
for some reason, like, this is how my brain works. I don't like people. I don't like things that are that everybody likes. Like, if everybody's like hot on Will Smith, I'm like, nah, I'm not watching it.
So you just like the rebel, like you just want to be against.
That's like the rebel in me. Like, that's the only rebel thing I have in me.
He looks like Keanu Reeves. Like, yeah, he's not.
Exactly. That's why I took so long to watch the John Wick.
If we buy vanilla, you'll buy chocolate. That's
Exactly.
it. Just even though
I'll
you
get now. Nah, I'll get vanilla bean.
can't,
Ew.
ooh.
What's the difference?
They taste so different. Vanilla bean is just like, yeah.
Yeah, it has a extra, like the extra extract of vanilla.
The texture.
Yeah.
Nah, cause
I like
there's
the texture.
original French and then bean.
I'm sure you like the original one. You're just being difficult.
I like to be difficult.
That's because
I don't get it. So how you like Jim Carrey? Because Jim Carrey, at one point, he was up
No,
there.
I got on board with him after everybody was like, okay, let's move on to the next thing.
Yeah, damn. It was what was his name? The one that died, that he played the
Robin
his downfall.
Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robin Williams.
Everybody started going on him.
Yeah, but he did mad movies that he could do
What?
serious and comedy, and he would look
Actors.
good.
All
Yeah.
great comedians can.
Jim Carrey can't.
Yeah, he can.
Which one? Name me
Truman Show.
another. Truman was comedy too.
It was
And
pretty.
Kidding, this new TV show he's in.
Oh, but that's different.
Look, he could do it. He just
It's not
hasn't done
different.
it yet. He hasn't done it yet.
Because now he looks weird.
Truman Show is not even. You can't even consider that. That's barely considered a comedy.
I was cracking up with that show.
It's
So
not even that funny. It's because when you
dude,
look at him, you just want to laugh. I just feel bad.
he's trapped in that thing and everything, he's trying to escape and everything goes bad. That's funny.
And if I don't see you, good morning, good evening, and good
Exactly. That's
night.
not fair. You see, he just by looking at his face, you start laughing already.
But somebody needs to put him in a movie with that's really serious. Because right now he could play the part right now. He
Yes.
got the old face
But
looking.
he has the chops for it.
Yeah, he does.
Every
Yeah, he
single
does.
movie, he's like, he can go back to serious.
Yeah, he could. He
Yeah,
has the face,
that's
man.
why he got nominated for an Oscar for Truman Show. Or did he win the Oscar? I don't know.
Yeah, but still comedy.
Nah, that you know who hit me like that too? Jackie Chan. I never seen him into a serious movie into
True.
Karate
That's
Kid.
so true.
He caught me so you know how good he did in Karate Kid? I wasn't even thinking about Will Smith's son. I was just like, yo,
Yeah, Miyago. Iago.
I was like, yo, somebody give him a hug. Yo, he had me tearing. When he was like
Yo.
beating up the Cario, that was so good. I was like, yo, I did not know he had that in him. I never seen him in a serious movie like that, into that time. It caught me so off guard because I wasn't expecting it. It was a Karate Kid movie with Will Smith's son in it. I was like, yeah, this movie's not gonna be that good. There's a guy he coming out from literally he was coming out from the from like the most ghetto place to all the way to Japan. And I was like, yeah, it
That
was
was kind of
weird.
weird, though, right?
It was weird. It was
Because looking at him like depressed and like drunk and everything,
Oh my God.
that and but like a serious one, that's like a serious, like he's having a real meltdown or something. That was
Yeah.
weird. That was weird.
And it wasn't like he wasn't like fake crying. Like, yo, he was on it. I was talking about mucus, all that. Like, he had me in there. He caught me. I was like, why'd you do it? Why'd you do
That's crazy. But
Damn.
you look, I found the Truman Show is 1998 drama comedy.
Yeah, I know. It's in the comedy genre, but it shouldn't be.
I feel like they just did it
Shouldn't
because
be.
he was in it.
It's just like now, like most comedy show TV shows are like half of the time is serious. Like most of the time is serious.
It depends on the audience you want to catch,
I
Yes.
guess.
But as soon as you mention, okay, Jim Carrey is going to be in this show, right away your mind goes, oh, it's going to be a comedy. You know, that's the thing. But then you are faced with a drama, with a serious Jim Carrey, and be like, this doesn't fit. This is not right here.
You guys got to watch Kidding, the TV show. You guys got to watch.
Kidding?
Are
you kidding?
Yeah, it's called Kidding.
What do you call it? Did you watch Uncut Gems from the movie?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
I heard that was really good.
Yo, it's a long movie, really long movie, but he was playing serious in that movie. He did pretty good. He still cracked some jokes, but it wasn't like Adam Sandler jokes, like the ones he makes.
He wasn't good.
It was like, you know, it was well put.
Because he didn't make this movie, that's why.
Yeah, he wasn't playing himself in the movie, and I feel like he did good. One of the best Adam Sandler movies. Yo, Uncut Gems was a serious. It wasn't a comedy. It was a really serious movie, and he played it. He played it good.
I know. We have to check it out.
That movie, we should watch it, but it is really long though. It's like, say, 3 hours, 4 hours.
Yeah, we can't watch that for live. It's like 3 hours.
It's like a Transformer movie.
We're gonna have to cut it to two parts.
No, the thing is that, you know, when you get here, we're gonna watch a movie. Then you guys can decide which movie you're gonna watch, even though we already decided which one we were gonna watch. So we start going, oh, what should we watch? We'll watch this, and in the end, we watch Cat in the Hat.
Yo, Cat in the Hat, 10 out of 10.
We're choosing that one.
We should have said that movie for one of the weirdest movies I ever watched.
Because that movie is great.
It's so crazy that it was made for kids.
Yo, that movie, I could watch it 20 times and I will not get tired. It's just, you know,
it's because Mike Myers like had no chill. He really didn't want to be there, so he made the best out of it.
He really did not. Yo, oh my god. Even behind the scenes, he was just not having it.
No, but he, you know, forget it. He was really, you know, that movie, I could watch it over. Actually, just talking about it, I feel like watching it now. just mentioning it. I'm like, should I look for it and watch it?
Everybody stop what you're doing. Go watch Cat in the Hat right now.
Yeah, for real. You know.
All right. Let's try to move on. So, Chris, what's your favorite or your first TV show you can remember as a kid?
Cartoon or like regular TV show?
It could be either or. Let's say not including ABC, ABC, PBS, like not those education things.
Yeah, like, yeah, cause like, I don't think those
Arthur,
Sesame Street,
PBS shows.
I mean, furry. Nah, that's a cartoon.
That's okay.
Does Power Rangers show? I used to watch Power Rangers.
That was nice.
That counts. I used to watch Power Rangers on TV, and I watched Foley. I had to watch Hannah Montana, the show, but that was more later on.
Why you had to?
Because like me and my sister used to take like
turns,
like, turns. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
So it was either do that or like, you know, like talk to my imaginary friend.
I thought I'm like a superstar.
But I used to watch a lot of Power Rangers. I feel like that was the most show I used to watch as a kid.
I like the original parts though.
The original what?
The original Power Rangers? Power Rangers, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
As they got different ones, different things. They started to get a little corny, a little like, eh. But the original ones, the first ones, they were fun.
I watched the dinosaur one.
Which is that? Oh, yes.
But, is it Mighty Morph?
Mighty Morphs, yeah. But by that time, I didn't like them anymore.
And like I would always wait for them to jump out of an explosion. That's in every episode.
Every single episode.
They have to jump in slow motion away from the explosion.
Yeah, and the enemies have to jump out of the explosion too.
Yeah. Yeah, I
But
remember, like what about Little Bill? Nah, that's yeah, that too. That
oh,
doesn't count.
I forgot about that show.
I used to watch that, and it wasn't really, you can't count that as a, like academic, like, well, educational show, because they didn't really do that
No,
much.
it doesn't count. It was
It was a regular show.
that. Yeah. Anything else?
Ben 10.
Fantan.
I used to watch Ben 10 a lot.
Yeah, that's about the good ones.
You know that because that was when I was really young. It was really cartoons back then. And then as we go on, then the live action TV show started coming out.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, iCarly, That's So Raven, Corey, Zoey 101, like stuff like that.
Corey in the house.
Corey in
In
the House, Real
the
Life of Zack and Cody, Drake and Josh, like, that's when the good ones started coming out. And then that's when that's when I started going to like live action and then, action movies, and that's when I was like moving to movies.
Yeah, you ship.
Yeah.
But it all starts from like, I'm talking from Power Rangers. Even when I was a kid, I liked that.
What I remember, like my first two, is The Simpsons
Oh.
and Seinfeld. Bing, 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 bing,
Oh, I
bing.
hated that show.
Yo, like I don't know how why my childhood is like this. I used to watch like adult stuff.
I used to watch
South Park.
Zone.
I used to watch South Park.
Yeah, I still do.
Like and at the time, like I didn't know like they cursed. I thought it was just like a kid show.
It has never been a kid show.
Cause I don't remember them cursing.
That's weird. Because from episode
Honestly, I don't.
one, from
Like
episode one, they
I
already started doing that.
Yeah, I remember like an episode where they had to do like a play or something, and I remember the chef, the dark skinned chef.
Yeah. I always sang the song with the I'm gonna lay you down, woman.
Oh. Man, man.
Lay you by
But this,
the fire.
I think that's the episode. Something like that.
Yeah.
Man, you just
Yeah,
bring
he's singing, right?
me
Yeah, he left the show.
Oh man.
Remember the kids? You remember the kids next door? I just
Oh
remember.
yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm bringing it back, Kim Possible, all those shows that were just my whole childhood.
Is it Molly and the Big Comfy Couch? Something and the Big Comfy Couch.
Molly and the Big Comfy Couch.
It's something with the Big Comfy Couch.
I don't remember now.
I think it's, let me
Jeez.
see.
I think it's just called the Big Comfy Couch. Is it the one
Yeah,
that
maybe.
she's like
Yeah, I think
huh?
so.
That she's like
It might be that.
no, she has like a puppet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's old. Oof. I didn't really watch it that much because I hate puppets.
Thanks.
That's crazy.
But I know what he was talking about because I watched. She had like a red nose, like a like a clown nose.
Yeah. And then there was like dust bunnies.
Oh yeah, I know.
That's so weird. Now that you think about it, it's so weird. Dust bunnies. What about you, Peter? Any old TV shows you remember?
Well, when I was a kid, when the old ones were Thundercats, He-Man, those were,
I have the power.
yeah, those were my shows. I loved them. They were pretty good. I wouldn't watch them now, but they were pretty good. Because I actually tried watching, watching it now, I'm like, why did I watch this? You know, but they were good. They were really good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed those.
Okay, and you, Chris, your favorite franchise as a kid? Like, this is like, it's more than one movie.
Oof. More than one movie as a kid?
Yeah, like Ghostbusters or Jurassic Park.
Spy Kids?
Men in Black, Spy Kids.
Yes, Spy Kids was crazy. Spy Kids, I'm talking about, you know, as a kid, it was Spy Kids.
Yeah, that was man. Good.
That was I got to get Netflix. They have Spy Kids right now.
Oof, I don't know. I feel like if they did, okay. I would have known because it would have been there.
Man, and you, Peter, your favorite franchise?
Star Wars.
You
know,
of course.
That was my the best, you know, the best toy line that I have ever seen in my life. Until now, they are the best toy line. You know, I had so much fun with those toys and with the movies and everything. Everything that came out of that, you know, we had so much fun when I was a little kid. You know,
now. And right now?
Well, not really. What is it now?
Yeah.
Shrek.
Which franchise now?
Yeah.
Franchise. Movie franchise. Let me see, like we could say, you know, I don't know, the Marvel franchise.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
That would be, you know, because I like most of the movies.
The big franchise right now.
Except one. But all of them movies I like.
Captain Marvel.
Yes, exactly. How did you know?
Stop.
As soon as you said it's step one, I already knew which movie was.
All movies except one.
The worst movie ever.
Let's not get political or anything.
No. It's not that. The movie it was really bad. And the only reason it made so much money is because they sandwiched it between the Infinity Stones.
We had to watch it.
You know, so exactly. People literally, were like, who is this person that this guy is calling? You know, and we had to watch. We were forced to watch it. You know, anyway.
I was like in the audience, like when I was in theaters, I was like, when the end credits finally show up, and I'm saying out loud, finally, what we came here to see.
Literally, you can skip the whole movie and not lose one bit of detail.
Exactly. And the whole audience was laughing.
It was not needed at all. It was not needed at all.
No, nothing at all. Because they
wanted. Well, we actually came here to see.
They're trying to make her the face of the MCU. You know, but it's not really going that well.
She's the next OP person. See, Iron Man's gone.
Yeah, but you heard what happened recently with her, right? Because they're doing the Marvel 2, Captain Marvel movie, part 2, that she's kind of upset because she's saying that she doesn't want to be overshadowed by other actors, that she wants to be the main, she wants to be the main character. You know, not the main character, but the focus to be on her. You know, she's upset about that. She actually voiced, like, She doesn't like the idea that, you know, that other characters are going to be almost the same as her, you know, like it's going to have the time. So, and that's making the news and everything, you know, it's all over the place, you know.
It's making my balls burn right now.
You know, because you see, like, Captain America, you know, like the Civil War thing.
Yeah.
You know, the Civil War is Captain America's baby. You know, it's part of his, you know, story, basically, right?
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. But everything worked out perfectly. Everything worked out good. Nobody, you know, everybody got the same respect. But she's
It was like Avengers, like 2.5.
It's not like, well, she doesn't want to get, you know, she doesn't want to, you know, some another actor to be more.
You know. I think it's just, yeah, women's empowerment, stuff like that.
Yeah, but because she actually said it. No, she, even other women, because they're going to pair her with other female superheroes. You know, and she didn't, because more attention is being paid to the other, you know, like, I guess she saw the script or the ideas, and I think Marvel wants to push other heroes too. You know, they want to like switch heroes.
I was hearing that.
So they're going to push other female heroes too, but she doesn't like the idea that she has to share, you know, Marvel, Captain Marvel movie with other heroes, you know, like. That they're gonna be as important as her,
because now I was hearing rumors about it too. Because you know, Captain America right now, he's out.
Yep.
Tony Stark died.
Mm-hmm.
So who else are they gonna put up there right now? You know, supposedly Thor is gone for right now because he's supposed to be doing something else
with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, right now, so he's gone. He's in the galaxy.
There's gonna be a Thor girl, a girl Thor now.
Yes.
Why they don't just like focus it on the Pegasus girl, the one that has the horse? I forgot her name.
Valkyrie.
Valkyrie.
Yeah. Well, she's, is that her name, or I think that's like the her
fighting
her name? Cult or whatever.
No, I think that's her name. But like, I feel like they were gonna base it on the girls this time, because this is, if they had a chance, this would be their chance, because right now, like, the boys are basically falling apart. So it's like,
yeah.
I feel like she wanted that to happen. Like she wanted them to pan the camera to the girls now, because they're the ones that are gonna take over for now. Because you know,
yeah, I feel like
Stark is gone, everybody's gone. So like, you know, who's after that? The girls.
Because they can do a girls Avengers movie type thing. But I feel like they're not. It's not going to pan out well.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. People don't want it. That's the thing. I mean, they're fans.
Because there is that. Like, there's that in the comic books. But I feel like the movies is not going to. It's not going to really pan out well.
Yeah, because they take it for the comics. Captain Marvel did not do well at any time. She was, how many times they rebooted Captain Marvel? They switched so many different Captain Marvels because nobody was buying it. Nobody even cared, you know.
Yeah.
And also with the female, you know, Avengers type of thing, it wasn't something that was really sold. Nobody really wanted to buy it. So from that, you have to take, you know, in consideration that a lot of people are not going to just watch it.
Yeah.
You know.
But would you guys watch Young Avengers?
Nah, I don't know.
You know, I want to see.
Because they have the things, like, grounded already. They can put Spider-Man, Hawkeye's daughter. Yeah, like, they can put Ant-Man's daughter. They could put Iron Man's daughter.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I heard Iron Man is still gonna be in it, but he's just gonna use his voice, like, and his hologram.
I'd say like he'll do cameos here and there, but I don't think like physically I don't think he'll be there.
Yeah.
It's gonna take out too much from wherever he's gonna be in.
I don't know.
They didn't get that suit also.
They were doing like holograms and stuff.
He gave his wife a suit.
Exactly. So
the suits that he has could shape into your body to fit your body. He has the
nanotech suits. Yeah.
Nanotech suits. It's only the old ones, like the first one and
they gotta throw them out.
Yeah.
They gotta recycle them.
Yeah, those are his trophies.
Put in the recycling center.
Well, that's cool. She could be the next Iron Woman.
I would like that. As long as it's not political,
I'm
okay with it.
They'll name Iron Person.
The actor, I don't trust her. She gives me the heebie-jeebies.
She could be different.
For the daughter?
No, the mother.
Oh, Penny? I mean...
Penny?
Pepper. Oh. Pepper Potts.
Pepper. Yo, I'm forgetting everybody's name today. It's just one of those days. I'm literally forgetting everybody's name. Pepper, yeah.
Because I think she's also very political.
Yeah, this is... a lot of them are, you know. That's why I think Iron, instead of Iron Woman, it's going to be Iron Person. So she's not subjugated to a title of woman.
Damn, that's also bad.
The Iron Person, you know.
All right. Let's try to end this quick. This is the last question. So, Chris, if you can... Okay, I saved the hardest one for last. So, what's your worst movie or TV show you watched as a kid?
Worst TV show or movie?
Yeah, that you watched as a kid that you didn't like.
Yeah, that is hard.
It's hard because like you liked everything. We as a kid weren't as picky, like for movies especially.
And whatever you didn't like, you didn't watch it. That's it.
You just don't watch it.
Yeah, there wasn't like a movie I watched.
Okay,
I
how like, about
this is trash.
How about something you chose not to watch?
Sharknado.
As a kid?
Oh, as a kid?
Ooh. Yeah. Something like, nah, I'm not gonna watch that. It looks stupid.
Family Guy, but I couldn't watch it. I was literally forced not to watch it.
Yeah.
I can't count. I was like, if I was caught watching that, I was basically murdered.
Like, my thing was all the Air Bud movies.
No, I liked it.
I was like,
fun. They're cute.
I was like, this is so stupid. Why are dogs? Why dogs? Why?
Because you like cats. It's because you like cats. You're against dogs.
Like, why are you playing basketball? You're a dog.
You expressed your hatred against dog before. So
no, like, most valuable primate. I hate that. I don't want to watch that. It's called MVP, most valuable primate.
Uh-huh.
And it's about a monkey playing a soccer or hockey, I think it is. I don't remember.
Okay.
I hate that.
All right.
I hate, like,
all
right. I don't know. It was just the Air Buds that I didn't like.
I got you. Take it easy.
What about you, Peter?
Teletubbies. Worst thing.
Yo, those things are demons or something. But the thing is, I don't know if you remember, did they have a caveman show? You know, like the same people that, you know, like from the Geico commercials that they, you know, that they used to say, you know, so simple a caveman can do it. You know, you remember those commercials?
Yeah.
They had a show that came out just like that with caveman, like cavemen were living among regular people. It failed. Of course it failed. You know, but I did not watch that. That's, I don't
know. Do you know the name of it?
Used to watch it. I don't remember, but it was so dumb because they started taking it from the commercials. You know, they saw that people were liked the characters from the commercials. You know, and they made it into a sitcom. And I refused to watch that.
I think I feel like I know it.
Yeah,
it was a movie, right?
There's a movie, Encino Man, that was like that, but they made the, you know, like a sitcom with the caveman, you know, from the Geico commercial.
Yeah.
You know, like they were living, let me see if I can find it.
I think it was like, yeah, you should just search up like Geico caveman or something like that. I think I remember it. And they used to wear like regular clothes.
Yeah, it's called Caveman. It came out in 2007. You know,
that was bad.
It was horrible. Only lasted one season.
It was trash. It was trash. It was
too ahead of to watch it. I said no.
Oh, ew.
You saw it?
I'm looking at the picture right now. That's what I'm
saying. If it would have came out now, it would have did better. But it just too ahead of its time. It was
nasty. Since people started liking the commercial.
Jeff Daniels. I don't know if that's the Jeff Daniels from Dumb and Dumber or not.
It could be, but he's in a costume, so. It's horrible. It was horrible. Just when I heard the idea of it, was like, nah, that's it. I'm done. I'm not watching it.
Oh, man.
Crazy. But that's the one that I really, really hate it.
Well, Chris, do you have any others?
Nah, I like a lot. Everything I watched, I liked it. It really wasn't something that I was just like, ew, what the hell am I watching?
Smurfs?
Cat in the Hat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Smurfs. Yeah.
Yo, my mom forbid me to watch Smurfs.
I never liked the Smurfs. I feel like it was just weird.
Yeah, it was. Weird.
The Smurfs is weird.
That's weird.
My mom was just like, this is the Diablo.
No, I don't know about that. I just didn't like it.
The Blue Demons.
I didn't get the concept. I didn't get what they were, what they were doing, and why the guy wanted them. He just wanted them. I guess
he wanted to eat
cook them. Yeah, to cook them. Like, what's the point of this? Like, I don't get this. It's like a weird version of Trolls. It was like a weird version.
Yeah. Well, I watched it because I was forced to watch it. You know, it's the opposite of Anthony. You know, and I hated it. I didn't like it. You know. So then later my parents were like, you know, oh, if you don't do this or you don't do that, you know, the Smurfs are going to come out and they're going to carry you, you know, their thing. And, you know, so you better behave. You better. So like,
oh, man.
And I became afraid of it. You know, it's like, they're good in the show. How come they're going to do that to me? You know.
We're here for you, Peter.
Yo, it's crazy. Papa Smurf and all that stuff, you know. Crazy stuff, bro. All
right.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll end it here, guys. So, thank you guys for listening. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you guys keep on listening. It really helps out the podcast. And catch you guys later. Bye, guys.
Take care, guys. Until next time.
Bye.
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 Bye, buddy. Bye, buddy.